listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Forever. Oh boy. Everybody, are we in love? We have four girls in the studio. Ilona Europa here, host of Accent on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Everybody's in love? Because I'm not. What about Mary Grace? Are you in love?
I'm in love with life. And when you're in love with life, then everything else is good.
It's she just really good. Always makes me calm. I'm like, I'm in love with life. And I feel so guilty that I was thinking like man or something. Life. That's a beautiful answer. I love you. That's so true. I love life too. Okay. And I have a wonderful guest today. Our guest is from Dallas. And I will say hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle Ivy Jordan.
Yes.
That's my accent. And you know what? Are you in love, Michelle?
Absolutely.
I just love your accent. I'm in love with your accent. And people have so much fun because sometimes I have no idea what she's talking about. And she has no idea what I'm talking about. We'll be fighting accent on accent. But you are in love with who?
My husband, David Jordan.
Hi, David, everybody says somebody's in love. Hi, David. I hope you are listening to our Accent On. And I have another gorgeous girl with me. And I'm telling you, everybody, she's so beautiful. Everybody needs to go to Accent On and see the picture of Tiffany Ariani.
Hi.
And she's aspiring actor, although I think we'll introduce you officially probably next week and you will tell us a little bit more about yourself. But you are an actor, you
yes.
are a producer,
yes.
you are pretty well schooled in a business of making movies, productions.
Yes.
Okay, then little bit about yourself. Little tiny bit. What did you finish? What school did you finish?
I studied television production at Cal State Northridge, and I'm an actress as well. I've been on shows like New Girl and Up All Night, and yeah, that's basically it. We'll do probably more next week.
Yeah,
get a bigger introduction.
Audition. That's what
yeah.
LA is about.
Exactly.
And you know what? Again, this girl is just something. And she said today that I am like low on energy, and it's so funny because it's true. You know, I am very sleepy today, but I hope our show will be really, really good because, like I said, we are expecting some nice phone call from a Victoria Page, who she will be talking about David Arkenstone, very, very big show in Glendale, but she will be calling in and then we'll be talking to her. But first and foremost, I need to focus on my guest. Okay, Michelle. You tell us, you are from Dallas. I would love to know a little bit of your life story. Because normally people who want to sing country, they are going to Nashville. They are going there, out there. And you came from out there to here, to LA. That's very unusual. Country, LA, that's very unusual. How this happened? How did this happen? What was your life story? Okay, you came from Dallas, yes?
Yes, I did. And actually, I came out here because of the fact that I was thinking about doing film and going to go that route to see if I can get my way from that way to take me around to the other end, you know, and just rattle my cage a little bit. But
typical artist story, yes. You just
yeah.
you are one of those that hope to be an actor. You are a singer. You sing very well. And I know, and we'll talk about everything, that you also like improv, yes?
Oh, yeah.
But still, I will not let you cut so shortly my answer. And my question wasn't so clear. How did this happen? Did you wind up from Dallas in LA?
I drove.
You drove?
Yes. You mean something else?
That was funny. Improv. Okay. You tell us.
Well, I was in just from Dallas. I'd moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and from there, I was in a band and went to a casino. I was playing and got approached and asked if I could act. And I was like, yeah, fool. Many times I have acted fool many times. But anyways, I got into a TV show and said, wow, why not? Let's perpetrate fraud and do this too. But then I started getting into the improv and the comedy, and I did a contest in Albuquerque of 40 contestants, and I won. I was the funny one, I guess, because I'm from Texas. I don't know. Sense of humor. But then came out here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my music is my life. You know?
Yes, and you know what? We have song that we'll be playing. This is your first single, but we have Victoria. Is it Victoria with us?
Oh, hello, Alona.
Hi, Victoria. I miss you. I cannot wait. We will all go and see your show. I have, again, really growing list. I hope you will not hate me because I'm bringing a few very nice guests to the show. And I promise tomorrow I will fax you or FedEx you, or I'm laughing, I will email you names of my friends who are coming. And we are so excited to see the show. Victoria Page, please Tell us what's going on in Glendale, why we are so excited about the show.
Well, Glendale's all abuzz, L.A. is. We are doing, of course, David Arkenstone's Symphonic Adventure. It is a one-night-only, very special event celebrating, of course, David Arkenstone, who's a three-time Grammy nominee. It's his 25th year in the music industry, and he just had a new album come out called Laverne that's getting fantastic reviews, and he wrote it with a marvelous vocalist, Charlie Brooks, and she's going to be singing all the songs in the show. They wrote a new language for this beautiful tale. Laverne is about a mermaid. It's a mermaid love story, and it's sung in Mermish, a new language that they created for this. It's just amazing. That's the first half of the Symphonic Adventure, and then the second half of the show on Saturday night is a celebration of David's 25 years and a lot of his different songs from many of his nominated albums and award-winning tunes. And it's just an exciting night. And we've got a full orchestra, a choir, and Cirque de la Symphony, these amazing acrobats doing amazing acts to his music, interpreting the music as you watch. It's just spectacular.
Victoria, what is
what
the theater?
What can I say? It's Saturday night at the Alex Theater, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. We'll be there earlier, of course, because that's what my friends are doing. We all will go and we'll just celebrate David's big, big show. Okay, are you every day in a theater, rehearsing every day?
Oh, yes. We're actually loading into the Alex, and rehearsals continue tomorrow. We've been rehearsing elsewhere. Now we're moving to the actual Alex Theater, and we've got we're filming it, so it's being filmed for broadcast later in the year. So anyone coming to the show will be part of the filming as well.
We need to look
it's
good.
Very exciting. And we've got special guests. You know, we've got violinist Karen Briggs, who is one of the stars of Yanni Live at the Acropolis, the amazing violinist. She's going to be in our show. And Eric Rigler, the famous piper from Titanic and Braveheart. If you've heard those pipes, the bagpipes at the beginning of the songs, that's all Eric. He's playing with us. So it's very exciting, Alona. I'm so glad you're going to be there.
I will be there, and really few of my the bestest, the most wonderful guests, and we'll be like family, and we'll be so proud of David, because I know David for many, many years. But again, David couldn't make this show happen if not for you, Victoria. And Victoria Page, Meyring, please, we want to know a little bit about you. I know that eventually you'll be guests and you'll be talking all about yourself, but can you tell us a little bit about your past? I want to know how this happened that you had few hats and worn few hats, and now you are the producer, and I know that this is something probably that you'll be doing more and more, because this is like bug. You probably love the production of show for the David, and I cannot wait will be the next production. But tell us a little bit about your life, very, very short, but tell us how this happened. Yeah.
Well, in a nutshell, I am a former child star. I had the very wonderful pleasure of working with the greats like Danny Kaye. I co-starred on the Danny Kaye Show on CBS for 4 years, and I co-starred with Elvis Presley in Speedway. And I worked with Rock Hudson and all these great people my whole life. I did a billion TV shows and commercials, and that was one great career. Then I segued into film production, and I produced for 30 years with my writer-director, partner, husband at the time. And then in 2009, I teamed up with David when he sort of challenged me. I kept asking, why weren't you on the road, you know, doing concerts, and, you know, your fans want you. And David said, okay, well, I'll make you a deal. You make it happen and I'll show up. And I was, absolutely, let's do it. So since 2009, David and I have had a company, and we've taken the band out on tour, and we've done concerts, and we filmed them, and we've done some DVDs and some music videos, and now this fantastic event, which is absolutely, you know, the largest event we've taken on so far. Oh. But again, it's specifically for broadcast, so that's why it's only one night. We are actually filming for 2 days, but with an audience only for one night.
And I'm saying, like, all the time, because I am like an artist, and we have another wonderful artist next to me, Michelle, who is amazing country singer. And again, we appreciate you so much. I know that you need to have a great artist to really loving to work for good artists, but to have a great producer and somebody that just is so dedicated like you, we just appreciate your effort. And I know the show will be amazing. Then one more time, if you can tell us slowly where to get the tickets and where is the show and what time, that people can hear and maybe start writing.
Well, fabulous. I think anyone in Southern California can certainly drive in. It's not that far. It's not 10 minutes from downtown LA. So it is this Saturday, March 16th, at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California. And it's David Arkenstone's Symphonic Adventure. That's the show, with Cirque de la Symphony and Karen Briggs and Charlie Brooks and all sorts of guests and the orchestra, etc. Tickets, more information, you can go to the Alex Theater, and they spell it theatre.org, and go to their events for March 16th. That's us, and there's a promo there for the show, and you can buy tickets. And also David's site, you can go to davidarkenstone.com and go to the Symphonic Adventure, and you'll see the promo and a link to the Alex Theater from David's site. So either way.
Oh, see you on Saturday. And we can also purchase CDs in a theater, because the new CD came out, yes, on March 5th.
It did, and we have copies. Yes, the new CD, yeah. Laverne, will be getting reviewed. Will be there, and it's been getting great reviews, and we will have it there at the Alex, and David and Charlie will be there to sign and meet everybody and talk to them about the album. And we'll have other albums, too. We've got T-shirts. We've got magnets. We went crazy, Alana.
I know, and I'm so happy for David, so happy for you and Charlie. Okay, see you on Saturday, and everybody who can come, please welcome, because it's only one night. Okay, thank you, and see you on Saturday again. Love you, Victoria.
See you Saturday.
Bye.
Love you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, I think after this wonderful, wonderful information, I want to play music. And we have the great guest. Yes, we have Michelle here. Michelle, I would love to play your song, and because you will be explaining us how this song happened, and you are right now working on your whole album, yes?
Yes.
How many songs do you have already?
Four.
You have four songs.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll be talking how not easy the process is of choosing the songs. But right now, this is a single from your album, yes?
Yes.
Upcoming album. And we would love to listen. And title for the song is?
Razor Blades and Whiskey.
Oh, that sounds so countryish. Razor Blades and Whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Blood, whiskey, razor. Oh. I'm already scared, but it's a beautiful song. I know the song you sang in my place, and I'm crazy about this one. This will be a hit, if it's not already. Okay, let's play.
Oh. I can dig my claws into your bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself, though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn.
Michelle Ivy Jordan.
Wow.
Again, title of the song, of your single, is?
Razor Blades and Whiskey.
I can start first. I love how you sing. I really do. You know, everybody knows and says country is a special type of music that tells us a story, and mostly it's about heartbreak. Mostly it's about if a woman sings about man who is not so good to her, and leaves her with children, and leaves her with all this trouble, and she needs to find herself again. And, you know, but when I know you not so long, you know, but I think you are so pure and honest soul. And the way how you sing is just so naturally honest. You are like not yet, you know, you don't have this patina of something that country is very poppish right now. You are just bringing the pureness of woman heart and heartbreak and the vocal that is raspy and so just emotional. I just really, really do love it, the way how you sing.
Thank
and
you.
I wish you the best. I know that, like you said, you are working on a song number five. And hopefully we also will be working together on some also songs that I hope we'll be writing something, because I think you can write, then now is the time to start doing that. And tell me, how did you go about finding people that you are working with?
Well, it started in my family.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a no, it, you know, it's who we know or who they know. So
yes.
I went through that avenue and say, okay, you know, you know, I got the acting thing and I got the comedy thing and the improv thing, but my heart's music. So I went to, you know, an uncle of mine and the only uncle I got.
Hi, uncle. What is his name?
Roger Allen.
Roger, thank you. Roger Allen, thank you for passing some contact, yes, mm-hmm. good contact to you. And this is how the four songs were born, but not really this way, because people don't understand sometimes how we artists, singers are going about to find the songs. If you do not write, you need to look into somebody else's catalog of music. And you know what? You were lucky because you got like 20 songs.
Give or take, yes.
Yeah. And you went through all of them, and you are guilty of, you are a winner, because you chose, I think, really pretty great songs. You know, I know all four of them, but this one is just really, really cool. And we'll be playing your second, hopefully, in the future, third and fourth, and you'll be developing the album. We'll be the first on Accent On to know what is the next song coming out for you. Then, okay, and tell me, did you flew to Nashville to record this? How did this happen?
Actually, no. The people that I'm associated with, Dick McVeigh in Nashville, which is just a personal friend of my uncle, I called him up and he said, here, I want to set you up with this person, which was Nashville Tracks, Travis Childress in Glendale. Well, yes. It's funny, I was in Glendale. Yes, yeah. And he said he wanted to work with me and stuff. So after, you know, after sending the demo and went there, and he says, I got perfect songs, I see your style, and you know, and just, you know, I mean, everything just happened like really fast, and it was very exciting and stuff. And but when he would send me my stuff and the music, okay, pick it, the song you want, and but I had to pick four, and so I was like, okay, so I'm like fast forwarding to the ones, you know, not didn't hit, but these here just hit something here.
Yes.
You know, can relate to the people out there.
And you are very, this is a personal song.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, all of them would be personal, you know.
Because it's not easy when you have 20 great songs, because these guys are really good songwriters and producers. You think any of them can be a hit. But, you know, you need to trust your instinct, yeah? You just go through, and like you said, you're just clicking, and then eventually, wow, this one, you know, that's...
Razor Blaze was one that actually I kept going back to, going, wow, this is different. You know, it's changed up a little bit. It's different. And changed it up a little bit and add a little bit of something in it, you know. And
who is playing? Oh, he's you'll be having on your album some really cool people, yes, also. With
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing.
Very big thing.
Yeah. On Razor Blades, I am, they're featuring, it's featuring Buddy Jewel, a Grammy winner. And so he's helping me on that. And Teresa James is helping me with the rest of my album. She's actually works for Reba as well, and so I'm very blessed on that she's going to be doing that.
We'll be keeping our fingers crossed. But tell me again, did you sing in Glendale or in Nashville?
Glendale.
In Glendale.
Yeah, I was like, it was really neat, you know. They had the guys hooked up, you know. I go in the studio, they're like, hey, Michelle, you know, and I'm like, whoa. But it was really neat.
And
no,
you,
I
for the
there.
First time, met the people there, yes?
Yes.
And how long was your session for each song?
Actually, Razor Blades wasn't too bad. The second one was. I mean, I had to stay there. Yeah. But it, you know, it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't very long, I don't think.
You know, some singers, they will take one take, and some singers, and myself also including, many times I have one song that I went to studio four times. The song is called Faith, and till this day, I still believe that I suck in my own song, and I'm going back and going back. I didn't release the song, and it's like one of the most important songs of my life. Is just really about relationship and faith in love, faith in anything that we want to put our faith in. And I, you know, and the bestest take that I ever had was in my own home at 2 a.m. You know, I put my headphone and I had very bad demo. I wrote the song and just locked my feelings into the song. I never could came back with the same one in the studio. Just never. I never was the same. And I'm just feeling, maybe next time I will be doing better job. And of course, studio costs a lot of money, people, but I'm paying because of faith, that I need to do that faith the best like I can. Maybe one day, you know, we will all listen to the song. And what was a really fun story, that I went to some Japanese or Chinese restaurant when they give us the cookie with the inside fortune.
Fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie, and I open one, and they say, faith will make you famous. then now I'm really afraid to release fame in bad way. Because if this will make me famous, the better will be recorded very well. Then I'm still on a, you know, search for the perfect vocals and perfect time that I feel like I felt 6 years ago when I wrote the song. And like I said, I have already 4 versions. Okay, what are the titles of your next 3 songs? Could you tell us?
Yes, the second one is She Doesn't Love Him That Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one of those.
I know.
Songs.
I almost never ask anybody in a studio to do something live. Would you like a little bit of us? No, you don't need to. But you know,
not just my allergies, you know.
Achoo! We'll be sneezing. Yeah. You need a long, little, tiny piece. I'm not pushing, but you know, I know you don't feel so. You don't want to.
Well,
the little, tiny front. I love this song. I think that the ring one. Oh my gosh, makes me cry so much. It's beautiful. Do you remember beginning?
Don't even what?
Do you remember beginning?
The beginning
of the song?
No.
That's funny. You know, I'm not joking because mostly I don't remember my own lyrics.
No, actually, I'm with you on that because there's a lot of times, you know, like, you know, when you put on the spot, you're like, I know it. Hang on a minute.
Yeah. That's my song, guys.
It's mine. Yeah. It's like, oh my God. But.
Okay, if you don't want, it's fine. We'll be playing soon and you can sneeze a little bit later. But the song number 3.
It's shifting gears. That's about a working woman and can do everything. She can, you know, she can go to work. She can be a wife. She can be a mama. She, you know, that's a really cool song.
And it's a good ending. She's happy till end.
Oh,
she was doing everything and still she's unhappy in the end.
No, I guess she's happy because she's just, you know, she's
she knows how to do it all.
She's got it in gear, you know.
Yeah, we had International Woman Days, yes, on the 8th March. It was so funny. I was watching TV and like on every channel was a group of ladies and interview how great we are. I'm like, once a year, you know, they put effort on in seeing how great women are. We are really having not easy. I know, you know, like almost every day. Michelle, a number 4th song?
That one is Whenever He Grows Up.
Oh, that's funny. He's still a child even when he's old?
Yeah, it explains at the end of the song about their little playing the game stuff, you know.
What you will do to this guy to make him grow up?
Yeah, well, he's going to have to do it on his own. I mean...
You let him free or you just say, you will not come back to
you
me?
You call me when you grow up.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's old? Still he needs to grow up.
Well... In that case, he might know. He's going to go somewhere else with that one, but that's another song title. So.
Oh, gosh, Michelle, I love you. I know that you are like this, the most country. Your life is very, very country song. I do not want to go too deep into your personal stuff, but I know that, you know, you had some lot of heartaches, yes? You were married very young.
Yes.
And very young, like me.
Yes.
We were both 18 years old when we got married and we had the babies.
I only did change my last name, see.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Sounded good. You got me. Okay, and you had a baby, yes? First baby in the age of?
I was 20, almost 29.
Oh, you waited long. I was 18 when I got pregnant. Do not listen, children. Don't do this. I was not so smart. Although my child is very, very smart, the first one also. She's the doctor. She has a doctor title of musicology. Then she's also in the music. And 18 years old child. I remember all my friends, you know, are going to college. And I was growing my stomach, you know, and having a baby. It was very tough to come back to my dreams to become a singer and find a school that I can go and get accepted, and just was not that easy then. This is not the time. 18, 19, 20, 28, 27, that's a good time, I think, for lady, yes. And you have a daughter?
Yeah, that was my daughter.
That was you. What is her name?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. And you have a son also.
Yes, and he is 11.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's a very beautiful, special boy. He was in my home, and we were practicing, working on some cool songs for you were working on your future show. And you didn't tell me that he's a tiny little challenge. He's all over the house, and he's a little reason for that, yes?
Yes, he's autistic. He's mildly autistic.
But you know what? It was so funny because in the first moment when he came to my house, I said, wow, he has so much energy. If you wouldn't tell me that, you know, you need to watch him for this or that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky I have a girl, you know, because, but he, oh my gosh, he is so sweet. He sat in front of the computer and we found out, you told me, he knows everything about actors. He's just loving the movie industry and he has amazing amount of bio in his head of who he likes the most.
He likes Bill Murray, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually knows how old he is too. I now know, but it's
It's just the cutest things because your son is how old is he? 12?
11.
He's 11.
Well, almost 11. My bad.
He looks very mature. Yeah. But you know, he likes actors from the 80s and 70s.
The music, I think, is what it is. He likes the type of music it is.
Yeah, and I said, what about the cute girls right now? What about this? And he still is going to, you know, to really great artists and actors from the 80s and 90s. Yeah. He has his mindset on what he likes it, and I was just watching him. I loved him. And he was coming and hugging you and kissing and playing with my dogs. And he was all over my house. But he was so respectful when you were singing. It was the most beautiful things. He really knows that mommy is right now busy with the music. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't, came and knocked at the door. Every time when he wanted to enter, he was knocking, at the door. You are a great mother.
Well, thank you.
You are a great mother. You. Okay, then, do you think he'll be singing? Do you think he likes to sing?
Or do you think he wants to?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've actually put him up in front of people before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just, he works it. I really love it.
I think he has a courage, you know. And then again, we are coming back to challenge that you have with your babies. And I know you'll be probably very, very involved with charities and you will be helping raising money because the cause is really, we are dealing with children and health. And I think your son is the example of the perfect boy who just has so much energy and maybe little challenge, but you are doing an amazing job with him.
Thank you. Well, I'm his favorite, so.
Of course. No, I am his favorite. I just accepted him on a Facebook. He just signed me to be friend, and we will be, talking a little bit about music and actors and whatever he likes it, and hopefully you will bring him when we'll be writing songs together and he can learn something also.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Maybe Mary.
Yes,
Mary dear. Grace.
Mary.
I know you talked a little bit before we went to the studio about country songs, and you made very nice, you have some opinion about what you think is very important about country music. Can you share with us?
Well, you know, what we were talking about is that the country people in general are just sweet, down-to-earth, real people. And I just think that's so special, and I think that comes out a lot in their songs and what they... their messages that they have through their songs. And one thing I wanted to ask Michelle was, what was the inspiration for the Razor and Whiskey song?
The inspiration, I don't know. When I went to go listen to it, it was something that, I guess it just clicked with me because of past relationships and thought about, my friends that used to come to me and want me to try to counsel them and stuff. You know how friends are. And just listening to it over and over, I was like, God, this is so for them, because I reversed my situation, but I still have those out there that still goes through that.
Right.
And so, but yeah, it's mostly for them.
Yes. And I could totally relate to the guys that don't grow up.
Right.
We know a few of them. Okay. Now, Tiffany, guys who never grew up, what do you think about that? Do you know a lot of our friends who just supposed to act much older or much smarter for the age that they are in right now?
Yeah, because I'm in my 20s and I'm just like, oh my God, does it stay like this forever? Is this how it's always going to be? But I do have a question for you.
Wonderful.
I love your song. It's beautiful. It gave me chills. But country music has become very mainstream, super mainstream. Is that something you think about when you are making your songs, that there's a huge pop influence now in country music? Or do you not care and you're like, I'm going to...
I just do what's inside me, whatever I feel and stuff,
That's very good what you said, because, I was so afraid to even show Michelle, my song, because it's more pop country.
I do like and pop, yeah, because my two are sort of popish. Like,
yeah, and I but like obviously she's so honest.
They're
and
mixing
so
though now. It's like country pop now. It's mm-hmm. changing.
That's where, you know, country I hope that on her album she can take us to journey of really what is traditional country music to really the womanly, mm-hmm. you know, heartbreaks to really fun songs and also most, you know, like almost pop rock country, yeah. because that's what the radio right now is playing. And
totally.
We have Taylor Swift, who just completely jumped from the country. She shifted to the pop and the pop rock, whatever she is. Then I think it's great time for country music right now and great time for you, Michelle, because you can do whatever you want to do.
Yes, I can.
You know, because a woman here as well, and we can do what we want to do. Okay, now you'll be back because we are working on your next song. I would love to a little bit give us a break and maybe play Ilona Europa songs. And we know this song very well because this is my short version in the beginning of Accent On, Sun is Going Down. And like I said, was produced by Domenico Capuano from Italy. And he is a producer from Eiffel 65. And everybody knows the song Blue that he produced. And I am very proud to have him sponsor his talent and bring him from Italy to America. And hi, Mimo Capuano. And I just would like to play whole song because mostly we hear only 30 seconds and give us a little break and exercise, okay? Because, yeah, we'll be dancing a little. Oh boy, I got tired of dancing. Not really, I was sitting in my chair, but I love this song. It's so summerish and I cannot wait. We have light, the sun is going down, but you know, with our time changes, it's just still not dark.
It's very appropriate for the time change to play that song.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, we have a maybe very important also a message from you, Michelle. You had a very good show, yes?
Yes.
And you were singing Saturday in Palm Springs?
Yes.
And it was a very important cause also. Then you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was for the Friends Movement, for the bullying program benefit. And I got to be the opening host of the music department, I guess you want to say. And so I got to do my thing and help raise money and stuff for the kids that get bullied, you know. And with me coming from my era, you know, and having a son with special needs and stuff like that, and I'm really down with that stuff, so.
Oh, I just, again, you know, one day I hope we'll be having cameras in our place in the radio, Little Radio, because I just, yes, I see your picture, everybody can see the picture of you on Accent On. You know, you are a different person. We all are different when we are on the stage, different when we are on the pictures, different when we are like on the radio. And you are a special, special woman. You know, again, very honest. You are fighting for your dream.
Yes, ma'am.
To be a singer. Mm-hmm. Like, we are laughing because I told you that I'm like, so you're the best friend because I will be 80. In a high heels, in a wheelchair, and I still be singing and saying, I'm in LA, I have a right to have my own dream to become star. I don't know what, but I will. Because if you are a musician, if you are an actor, if you are a producer, if you are, like you, Mary, you are producing movies, you are producing your dream, your future, you know, shows, because you are writing scripts also, yes, Tiffany?
Yes.
And, you know, you are right now, will be, Michelle, involved not only creating whole album, for the first time from the songs that you are picking them up single-handed, and you'll be maybe starting writing, if not words, lyrics, then maybe music, you know. Mm-hmm. This is like, we are artists, and the artists are never sleeping. We are never sleeping.
Oh, no, our brains are always thinking. Yeah.
I just so much would love people to really understand that art is so important. Mm-hmm. Children in America, I don't think so. They have too much contact in the schools with real, real art. Again, I'm from Europe, and I will be a little bit arrogant, but I can say that in every time when I was growing up, I was in the preschool, then in the middle school and high school, we were going to the theaters. We were going together with school to the movies, to the concerts. And I remember many of my friends hated symphonic orchestra, but we all knew every genre of music. They took us, they showed us, they're from opera, from vaudeville. We knew, nobody was telling us, oh, you know, one day you will see. We can say in age of 19, I practically understood the genres, understood the style of music, and parents really, really put effort into getting children know instruments, whatever instrument this would be, because this will get you off the street. You know, when you love music, when you start playing, when you start expressing yourself through any usage of instrument in any way, you will find out, you know, that you are not alone, because you have instrument you can do something with, you know. Mm-hmm. Then something is there that I think is little forgotten in America. I would love to, especially for parents, you know, just put your effort into pushing children into art until they say no to it, because after 15, 16, they all already know what they want to do. But until then, you know, let them have a big contact with art, you know, in every form that we can do. And I hope, again, Mary, what are you working right now? Yeah, I don't know if I can say, but I know that you're working on some movies, yes?
Well, yeah, I have a lot of things going. You know, everything I do is humanitarian, and everything I do, you know, is to make a difference in the world and the planet, you know, because we're only here once, we go around once, and it doesn't really, you know, I think a lot of people focus too much on themselves and what they can do, and they don't realize that, you know, we're all in a world sharing a same planet, and the planet needs some work right now. So I'm working on a lot of humanitarian projects, and some of them I can talk about, some of them, you know, I can't. But I am working with a lot of the charities, too, that do such wonderful things. There are so many people doing some wonderful, wonderful things under the radar.
Yes.
You know?
That's, you know, it's amazing, because I'm so proud. We have a Gift of Life International joining Accent On, or Accent On joins right now, Gift of Life International. We'll be trying to you know, put a focus on children with heart problems and try to raise money, put some shows together and bring interesting people, like you said, who are volunteers, mostly, if not everybody, none of them are paid, but they are making so big difference, you know, in Africa, in El Salvador, and just really children who cannot help and parents cannot help children, you know, Gift of Light International really helps to get the help for the children. And we do not know that our friends sometimes are so deeply involved. And yeah, I'm just very proud. I chose personally Gift of Life and Brenda Small, who I know for many, many years. And I'm just saying she's amazing, amazing lady, very young lady. But how many children's lives she saved already? I can say honestly, probably around 100. And nobody knows. Nobody. She started an organization many years ago, Music for Heart. And, you know, and I remember her saving, creating money for one child operation, then two children. And then we jumped, we created bigger shows, and we started involving entertainment of young talents. And they were bringing a lot of money into the organization. Then I remember, like, you know, in 2-3 years, there were 60 children. We raised money that, you know, we could bring them to America and get children operated from El Salvador here. And then Brenda got promoted, and now she's working with Gift of Life, and she's doing great things on bigger scale. But we'll be having Brenda next week with us on the phone, probably. But 2 weeks from now, we'll be having her with a very special guest, Chef, who is he sings, cooks and sings, and he loves also help a lot of charities, and is very, very open to just create some big show for Gift of Life International and raise some money. And then, you know, I think we are beautiful ladies. All of us have something to do. What you'll be doing today, Tiffany, when you go back home?
Today, well, I have to go get my shoe fixed, so that's not very interesting.
No, shoe, what's happened to your shoe? Shoe is very important. Oh, my gosh. What's happened to your shoe?
They fix it, and they didn't fix it right, so now I have to go back and have them fix it again. It's so annoying.
That now is more expensive reparation than your shoe, probably.
They better not charge me again. I'm going to be upset if they do that.
Okay. Oh. Is this like an expensive shoe or just nothing, like
it's
light
a,
shoe?
It's a shoe I really like, whether it's expensive or not. We won't go into details, but
okay.
But other than that, I might be doing a film very soon. I've been in negotiations a lot for this movie for a few months, and it's very dark. It's a very dark film. It's very gritty, so hopefully once everything's final, I can talk about it.
Okay, and I know we'll be little posting your Facebook, but next for the next show, Accent On, but could you give us a little bit your address, Facebook address?
You can Facebook me at Tiffany Ariani, which my last name is A-R-I-A-N-Y, and tweet me on Twitter as well.
Tweet me on Twitter? This is the cutest thing ever. And then she has a shoe problem, and now she needs to tweet on the Twitter about that. It's a beautiful tweet on the Twitter. Okay, and Michelle, where we can find you? Your official Facebook?
I have a fan page, yes. Michelle Ivy Jordan, and take a look at it. You know, I've got a preview, or it's like a trailer of my my video, and we're doing an album fundraiser on it, and anybody wants to like click on that and read it, it'd be cool too. And but yeah, my record label is the one that it did. It's my record label, film, whatever, you know, something like that. I just sing. But no.
Good for you. You know what? Nothing wrong with that. I think
it's awesome, though.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yes, we'll go and visit your fan page on Facebook. And also, I know that Mary Grace, she's the one who says, I have no time for that. Yes, you do not tweet, you do not Facebook, you are just very busy girl.
I know, I am Facebook. I just don't, you know what, I was like one of the first people ever to be invited on Facebook, and I just never got into it. I don't know, I work under the radar. I work under the radar, I just connect people. It's a really good feeling. I really like, and you know, I just wrote down, I thought, oh my gosh, I probably have to do that eventually, is, you know, do the whole Facebook thing. I just, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And when it comes to me, Ilona Europa, that's my singer-songwriter page. And when it comes to Accent On, please go to LA Talk Radio. and Channel 1 every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. and Pacific time. And please, we can download our show. We can download from a page from LA Talk Radio, Accent On. Link is there forever. You just push download, or you can listen us on iTunes. Just welcome. And please come back and like Accent On page. I think this is very, very... I don't know if anybody has this type of show. Very accented. We had gorgeous Dallas accent, gorgeous Polish accent, and we have this beautiful two American ladies speaking with no accent or accent. Anyway, if we can say bye to everybody and play a little bit our whiskey song to say bye-bye, I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Is this okay?
The razor play?
Okay, Michelle, do you have something to say before we say bye-bye to everybody?
Yes, I did not say my son's name, and I had to say, I love you, Kyler. Mom will be home soon.
We love you. You are the most wonderful gentleman.
He's actually calling K-Man.
K-Man, okay.
K-Man.
We love you, and hopefully next time you will come here, and even maybe you'll say hi to everybody, okay?
All right.
But for right now, your song, your single, title?
Razor Blades and Whiskey.
Let's play it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Little silent, but then we'll play. Good night. See you next Monday.
I can dig my claws into your bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself, though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad.